We're in our autumn garden now, so as the name suggests, it comes to the fore in autumn, and it's a collection really of trees, shrubs and herbaceous planting. So we've got herbaceous borders that also come to the peak in autumn, and it hopefully is a bit of an antidote to the summer and leads you gently into winter, but you still get amazing colour from leaf and flower and berries in here.
For many gardeners, autumn is actually quite possibly their favourite time of year. There is a lot there. You might think, if you're not madly into gardening, everything's going over, we're leading into winter, but there's so much to enjoy.
Yeah, and I think some of it in the autumn is not just about the colour that you get. So there are people who will travel, miles and miles and miles to see the best autumn colour on trees that is possible to see. But also one of the things about autumn is actually you do get that kind of mellowing of the light. And that makes a huge difference to the garden as well. So you just get gentle light and intense colour, and it just can really, really warm the heart on an autumnal day.
So on a flower front, what are your autumn stunners in the border?
I think in early autumn we get things, as you can see here, so we've got Anemone japonica, which is a great autumn or late summer autumn flowering plant, which will thrive in shade as well as sun. Echinaceas, which look absolutely fantastic, so the cone flowers from North America.
Even when they've gone over, because you just get that bare cone.
That's just what I was going to say. So you get this structural thing of just this cone of kind of flower, really, that is just... It goes such a beautiful brown as well, and it just will sit for months and months and months just giving interest.
I always love touching them because they're so spiky that you look at them, you think they look spiky, but I bet they're not when you touch them.
You expect that it's going to be a soft thing, but no, it is still very, very solid. This great boss of cone there, which is amazing, and full of bumblebees in summer again. So it's just a sort of great time of year to really indulge in things like some of the sedums. So if you think of one of the oldest favourite garden plants that we have, and Sedum Autumn Joy, or Herbstreut as it's now referred as well, has been in gardens for years and years and years. It's almost a cottage garden favourite, and so many people have grown it, and it's kind of gone out of fashion in lots of ways and has been replaced by things like Purple Emperor or Madrona. But actually it's such a stunningly good autumn plant. So you get these kind of succulent grey leaves and this sort of flat head of flower that just is adored by bees and butterflies. So again, you can extend interest for insects, but it will carry on flowering for quite some time into sort of mid-late autumn. And then again, it will retain that structure, so you get something over winter as well if you're happy to leave it.
So we've got the herbaceous border, and then of course all of the trees, and everybody knows that trees can go fantastic colours in autumn.
Yeah, so the trees and shrubs in this corner of the garden have actually been chosen for their autumn colour. So we hope that they will give a real wow. So things like the cotinus, the smoke bushes, which in summer are full of these like plumes of smoke-like flowers, just give the impression of a haze of smoke around them, come into this sort of deep red colour. So you get anything from deep purples through to brilliant oranges and scarlets, and they just really, really are so inspiring. You kind of almost don't need to think about flower at that time of year. It's like, who needs flower? But then we've got things like some of the liquid ambers, so Liquidamber orientalis and Liquidamber styraciflua as well, so the American gums, and they just again have superb colour. And we've got a number of Japanese maples, so particularly Acer palmatum osakazuki, which is one of our favourite things. And people come in just to take a photo of a small trio of plants we've got here that just kind of droop over the path and just take on this spectacular red. It's, it's just...
It's like they're
impossible
aflame.
To imagine. Yeah, you can't imagine that a plant could do that, but somehow it does in its response to preparing for winter. So... yeah, there is an awful lot here to see. Things like the metasequoias, they also take on autumn colours. So you get these lovely autumnal russets and, rusty colours, really. And, it's just quite a special time of year. And on a bright autumn day, you can't beat it.
Of course, you get tree trunks as well. I can see there's a cluster of birches, so you get the stark white of the trunk. But of course, birches, and I think some started going into autumn very early this year, possibly dry, I don't know, but that buttery yellow of their leaves.
Yeah, so if trees are struggling, they will kind of take on autumn hints and start defoliating much earlier. But they will take on just those autumny colours. And some of the birches have fantastic golden golden leaves, as do things like the ginkgo biloba, which has an extraordinarily almost fan-shaped leaf, and that takes on really, really rich buttery colours. You just get a particular vibrancy of colour from autumn leaf.
What is it that impacts how vibrant that might be? Because I suppose some people might look out in their garden and think, oh, it's just not such a good year, or oh, it's an amazing year. And what makes that difference?
It's usually just down to, between years, it's down to the weather. So if you have a combination of sunny days and cool nights in autumn, and with enough moisture as well, so reasonable rainfall, you will get better autumn colour. Obviously, it helps if you've selected the right plants, because there are different varieties of different plants that have better autumn colour than others, so you need to know what you're looking for to start with. But also, you know, growing it in the right place and, fingers crossed, getting that combination of cold evenings and warm days really, really helps. So the colour is brought out as a reaction to the plant preparing for winter, and it's a chemical reaction. So, yeah, different colours are brought out at different times. So it's basically the leaf is actually dispelling with any of the green chlorophyll in it, and it's preparing the plant and the shoots for the next season.
And we just get to enjoy the end result.
Definitely. Yeah, we hope so.